Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Transnet is not yet on track to meet its new 193 million tonnes of cargo stretch target unveiled earlier this week. That's according to CEO Michelle Phillips, quoted by Engineering News, speaking a day after the target was unveiled at the launch of the new compact between government and big business. Phillips says meeting the new target would require a significant amount of work and collaboration. Transnet managed just 152 million tonnes last year, well below the 2017-18 peak of 226 million tonnes. Sanlam CEO Paul Hanratty says sentiment about South Africa has improved since the formation of the GNU, but the nation needs to be cautious about complacency. There are some tiny green shoots appearing, he said, that we need to nurture. Hanratty, speaking at the Bloomberg Future of Finance event in Johannesburg, warned that not very much had altered for companies in their domestic operations. Reserve Bank Governor Lesetja Ganyaho says South Africans are over-reliant on cash and are missing out on the safety and convenience of transacting digitally. Speaking at the SARB's 2024 Payments Conference, Ganyaho said almost half of all South Africans still withdraw all their money as soon as it's deposited in their account, even as peer countries like Brazil and India adopt digital payments at scale. Ganyaho told the audience there are several reasons for this, including the immediate need for all the money received, expenses associated with card transactions, a lack of trust in banks, and a lack of acceptance of bank cards by merchants. Interestingly, earlier in the week, Capitec CEO Gerry Fourie reported that cash and in-branch transactions have declined to just 11% of Capitec's total transactions. Capitec intends to encourage more people to use the bank's app by enhancing its geolocation capabilities. This means you'd be able to adjust settings to only enable transactions in certain geographic locations, like your home or workplace, and this would limit the opportunities for fraud in the event of a lost or stolen card. On the markets, the JSE All Share closed last evening up 0.6%, the top 40 slightly higher. London's FTSE up 0.2%, Wall Street flat. Tokyo this morning up 2.1%, Hong Kong down 3.6%, Sydney also flat. The US dollar's firmed to 1.10 against the euro, the rand at 17.41 to the dollar, 19.22 to the euro, 23.08 to sterling. Gold at 2,657, platinum 999, Bitcoin just on 61,450, Brent crude oil $74.70 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.